The worlds of mathematics and music merged last night near Christchurch as an unusual new art form was born. Keen to shake off the dull image associated with maths, a local university lecturer has launched a new take on toe-tapping known as the Dance of Mathematics. Well, about 100 people attended and Katie Gossett was among them.
A 1, 2, ready, go. And in 2, 3, 4, back, 2, 3, 4, 1.
A hoedown is officially underway here at the Kaiapoi School Hall. A Celtic band is playing and the dance floor is packed. But all is not what it seems. This is no ordinary barn dance and there is a higher purpose. Those kicking up their heels tonight are in fact interpreting through dance the mathematical patterns of the universe. Confused? Bill Baratompa explains.
Literal dancing is mostly just fun. But there are patterns. They're circling around. If you look at from the top, there are symmetries. The person who's on one side of the circle always is opposite the same person. There's rhythm in the music, and that pattern is related to mathematics. Things repeat.
Dr. Baratompa is a Canterbury University mathematician, now semi-retired. He says his chosen profession gets a bad rap, and he's keen to spread the mathematical message to others.
Often I meet someone and you say you're a mathematician and they say, wow, I hated math in school, or I just was put off. Again, it's often because there's a lot of slog associated with it, just having to practice skills. And for some people, that's all they see in mathematics. They never see that there's a sort of passion behind it.
Dr. Baratompa is staging 6 rural barn dances using about $22,000 worth of taxpayers' money provided by the Royal Society of New Zealand from a fund earmarked for the promotion of science and technology. But is the cost to the taxpayer justified? The Society's chief executive, Steve Thompson, believes so. He says the government injects millions of dollars into scientific research each year, and it's important that money is also spent to ensure New Zealanders understand the new developments.
It's not just one barn dance. It's 12 days of activity running in small South Island towns this year. And per event, that's not a great deal. And if it infuses 2, 3, 4, 5 children, or even adults, to take a greater interest in mathematics and understand what it's all about. That's not much different from some of the other costs we spend in this country.
Dr. Baratompa hopes the dancers will achieve their aim. He says New Zealand needs more mathematicians, and he wants to change the way those in the profession are viewed.
Okay, well, this is called the Dance of Mathematics, isn't it? And it's basically, it's a dance, and it's fun, and at this dance, we have quite a few people from the University of Canterbury who are mathematicians. So I'm a mathematician, and where are some other mathematicians out there in the audience? You can't tell by looking at a person as a mathematician. They come in all shapes and sizes.
Each dance will be followed the next day by a mathematical presentation. These will cover more user-friendly examples, such as puzzles and code-breaking, and a juggling display by Bukhard Polster, a visiting Erskine Fellow from Melbourne's Monash University.
I'm specializing in doing mathematical performances. So like with the juggling talk, I do basically mathematical busking. It's busking like you would see it on the street, but then combined with an explanation of kind of the mathematical soul of whatever I'm doing.
As for last night's participants, they've emerged from the experience with some tricky dance moves under their belts and some different ideas about mathematics and the people who study it.
I was expecting more when, you know, professors, like people wearing ties and that sort of thing, not people who juggle and do tricks and that sort of thing.
Didn't think they'd do stuff like us, and now they're out there dancing and having fun, so it's good, I reckon.
They need guys like this clowning around. All the sciences need guys like this clowning around, I think, to encourage people in, because it's a huge shortage. It's too easy to go into other fields.
And for those eager to get rhythmic with their arithmetic, the next Dance of Mathematics will be held in Culverden on April the 14th. From Kaiapoi for Morning Report, Katie Gossett.
Good on you, Katie. That all seems to add up. Well, it's just a minute away from 8 o'clock.
It hurt.